I spent 10 days in Orlando. Trevor and Matt were in Utah for the preseason games for the NBA. Saw Casey play. Liked it a lot. Just texting Trevor from that time and said, we need to take a closer look at Casey, which we did. By the time we got to Vegas, we had about seven players on our list. We got down to about two or three interviews with different players. So we caught up with Casey for a drink and a chat. And what sold me was his character and his the year he had just before we met him in the NBA D League. And I was pretty keen to sign him. But we wanted to follow due process, and we went back to our house and we watched about 2 hours of tape of Casey, and by the end of the night we were convinced he was going to be a perfect fit for us. So I actually grabbed, we're sitting watching a game with his agent, so I actually grabbed a score sheet, turned over the back and wrote some brief terms on it and gave it to his agent and said, we want Casey to sign it as soon as he can. So that's how we ended up signing, which I think worked out very well, and then we finished off the NBL paperwork more recently. So, look, we've always hired on character first, or we've tried to, and when we've deviated from that, we've always paid the price. Casey fits that in a very good way. A good test is, you know, when you get imports coming in from America, when they land, they always talk about how long the flight is. There's very few that land and ask the assistant coach to take him for a training session, and Casey got off the plane and went and put some shots up yesterday, so that's a good test. I see that in Jermaine Beal, you see that in James, and I think that's a really good starting point. We don't want Casey to stay here forever. We want him to be back in the NBA next year, and if he can commit himself to some hard work and getting better every day, I'm sure he will make the NBA next year. He's got everything it takes. In fact, we've had a few questions about his shooting from the edge, and we've actually looked at his shooting backwards. And he's been getting better with his shooting from the perimeter very well. In fact, he shot 70% last night when he got off the plane. So we think he's the full package. It's just that the NBA hasn't figured it out yet. So one good year with us, and I'm sure if he stays committed, with effort, he's going to do quite well.
Oh no, yeah, I pretty much rest on the whole plane ride, so I mean, I was pretty excited to be here, so I just wanted to get straight into it, you know. I knew I was going to be a little rusty, so I had to get all the kinks out as quick as I can.
Is that kind of your attitude? You just want to get straight after it? Are you happy for the season to begin next week?
I wish it could begin right now, honestly, but I just want to get better each and every day until the season comes, so once that time comes, I'll be prepared to help us win a championship.
First impressions here, a nice fitness test to get things going?
I mean, it's great here so far, man. All the guys been good to me. The weather's a little bit cold for me, but other than that, I love it here in Perth already. I'm right down the street from the beach, so I checked the beach out already, and from what I see, I'm pretty much in love with everything.
Big decision to move halfway across the world.
Yeah, right.
How did they convince you?
Well, they were just telling me about the winning program. They was telling me all the things that Perth had to offer as far as the basket on the court and off the court. And coach was really nice to me. He treated me to lunch. And, you know, when you treat someone to lunch, that's always a big plus, you know. I know it's been great, man. You know, they just took care of me, and I like where I'm at so far.
Who did you talk to about the move? Family, your agent, teammates, coaches?
I talked to my parents, and my mom almost slapped me the first time I said I'm going out half across the world. But other than that, that was all pretty much positive. They told me that this is a great move for me, and they were telling me it's a stepping stone, and I just want to achieve great goals here.
Have you looked at previous years of players that have come to the NBL? I mean, because is there a notion that you don't want to move away from America if you're chasing the NBA, but on the flip side, it could help your development?
I definitely looked at some of the players, James Ennis, my ex-teammate, Scotty Wilbekin, DeAndre Daniels, I actually played with him at AU, so I kind of been in contact with those guys, and I seen their recent success going back to the NBA. So I'm just trying to, you know, follow their footsteps and try to chase my dream.
Casey James Ennis is in town this week. Have you caught up with him, or do you make plans to catch up with him and have a chat?
Oh yeah, I saw him yesterday. He's a funny guy actually, but I caught him with it yesterday, and he was just telling me that I was gonna love it here. Told me to keep working, keep my head on my shoulders right, and everything that I want will happen.
How much does it mean to you to have that, such a recent example of what he's been able to do?
It means a lot, just being able to see someone who's kind of played my position, kind of have some of the same skill sets I have, kind of been there, done that, so to speak. And so when you can see something like somebody like that turn into a success, then you obviously want to do the same.
Yeah. The high flying dunks at James from your highlights,
right.
It looks like you're capable of that. Is that what you're
going to
bring?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, I can't wait to dunk over somebody's head and hear the crowd screaming. It was one guy in particular. He had like the face paint. I took a picture of him on Instagram or whatever. And he kind of stood out because he had the face paint. He was all in the front row screaming, yelling. And he kind of tweeted back at me telling me that, you know, that's what he's going to be looking forward to. That's what I'm going to be looking forward to this coming season. So. And I just can't wait to get out there in front of the crowd and get going.
And on that, the expectation of being an import here as well, you're happy to have that on your shoulders as well?
I mean, I really don't fall into too many expectations. I mean, I'm just trying to get better each and every day and try to, you know, succeed and trying to win a championship here with the Wildcats.
How long did you got signed by Phoenix here?
Yeah, right.
How long did that last?
Well, I spent the whole training camp, and then we had like 3 or 4 preseason games, so they kept me to like the 3rd preseason game where we played the Rockets, and I got into the game for like a minute or two, which was, you know, kind of crazy. But after that, they sent me right to the developmental league, so it was a great experience, and I appreciate them for that.
It gives you a taste to get it.
Exactly. Better. Yeah, it kind of give you a bad taste because you know you want to be there so bad. So just having that little bit of experience, a little bit of time on the court with the NBA players just give you something more to strive for.
Do you keep in touch with NBA clubs throughout your season with the Wildcats to keep you in touch under their noses?
Well, I mean, I haven't really had the season yet, so I don't really know. But other than that, this past season when I was with the Developmental League, the Suns pretty much kept in contact with my head coach and pretty much kept telling me what I need to do to get better and that they'll keep watching me through my season.
Nick, obviously a lot of work goes into putting the roster together in the off-season, very early days, but seeing all you guys out there today on the court, minus Damo, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you get a feeling there might be something special in this list?
Time will tell. One of the things about sport is you might be getting better, but the test is, are you getting better than your competition? And we won't know until the first few games. I'm quite excited to see some of our players return, the healthiest they've ever returned after a postseason break. Guys like Greg Hiron, Matty Knight, and Jermaine have come back real fit. So that's exciting. Having Hugh and Casey gives us what we were missing a little bit last year, which is also very reassuring. But as I said, we're backing our character, our chemistry, our unity over talent that some teams have acquired. And that's always helped us out. It's always kept us in the game. But this is going to be the toughest season I've certainly been a part of. But it's also an exciting part of what you do. It's going to push us, it's going to test us. And how we respond is the joy of working in sport, and I'm looking forward to it.
Talking about your competition, Wollongong and Bob Beveridge seem to be putting together an intimidating list.
It is, but I'll back my team any day of the week.